The appeal of the antique. Where the earthquake passes heavily, it is unlikely that something old will be saved. But in Vinzone, the miracle took place, thanks to the decision to revive what was destroyed with the anastalosis method. That is the reconstruction, first on the ground and then working on elevations, of walls, houses, palaces, and churches with the surviving stone elements in an impressive work of philological reconstruction that involved 150 building units, of which a third of particular historical and cultural interest, while promoting new perspectives in the philosophy of restoration. This is how today you can see, with the vestiges of the front, the compact fabric of the village that has its excellence in Romanesque houses such as the decorated mullioned windows, 11th century, and the Gothic jewels of the cathedral and the Palazzo Comunale, in Renaissance palaces refined by harmonious facades and refined balconies, in the features of 17th and 18th century bourgeois residences. But what happened in Vinzone could not be implemented generically throughout Gemona and surroundings, especially due to the substantial introduction in the other centers of new and different architectural elements that changed the ancient sectors over the centuries. In Artegna, the Hill of St. Martin shows the still evident traces of the past from the naturalistic point of view, with the fossil footprints dating back to 50 million years ago. From the historical point of view, it shows the traces of the late Roman fortifications, with the Savornian castle reborn after 1976, with a 13th century church dedicated to St. Martin, 16th century frescoes, and a winding angel on the 17th century bell tower, and the 19th century Paris church of Santa Maria Nascente, paintings and sculptures. And on the slopes of Mount Faete, with the ancient church of Santo Stefano in Clama. The watercourses tell you then about mills and sawmills, or simple lavios, the public washhouses for rinsing clothes, once real socialization groups of women. In Montenars, not far from the hamlet of Cologna, overlooking the Orvenco stream, you see the remains of the castle of Ravistagno, built in the Ottonian century, and, a little further on, an old mill. Then, heading towards the hamlet of Flaipano at the junction for Plazaris, where a Longobard tomb was found, a short climb into the woods takes you to Mount Chiastelirs, home of a prehistoric castle. Returning to the road and continuing to the locality of Cretto, you come across a small bridge over the Potmala stream that local tradition and some scholars indicate as Roman. Here we are in Gemona, where the prehistoric castellieri were two, one on the castle hill, built in a limited space and probably already transformed at the time of the Roman municipio, the other on Mount Curnieli, 5 kilometers from the historic center on the ancient route from the Adriatic to the Danubian regions. What remains and excites are the remains of the city walls, whose perimeter measures 700 meters. You will experience other emotions in the hamlet of Godo, whose toponym refers to a barbaric settlement to the southeast of the historic center at the foot of Mount Glimine. Next to the Silence Fountain, another intriguing toponym for the similarity with the A.D. Silanos locality reported by the Tabula Peutingeriana, 35 miles from Aquileia on Via Julia Augusta, traces of a Roman rustic villa of the 1st century AD came to light. But is the oldest part of Gemona's historic center, which still fascinates with the walls supporting the castle hill terraces and the castle itself. With the cathedral, Palazzo Gurisatti, the houses and palaces of Via Bini with miraculously saved facades. With the ancient loggia of the first seat of the magnificent community. With the Antonelli House and its 13th and 14th century frescoes, with Palazzo Elti, home to the Civic Museum, the Historical Archive, and the Glemonese Library, with the Palazzo Comunale and the nearby public fountain with beautiful masks, with the churches of Madonna di Fossale and San Rocco, and substantial portions of the city walls. with a 13th century chapel and the cloisters of the convent of St. Anthony, Ospedaletto, where features of the Julia Augusta and other lower Roman traces have emerged, hosts the 13th century hospital of Santa Maria dei Colli, then of Santo Spirito, and the nearby Ognissanti church of late 14th century. Ancient memories were also saved beyond the Tagliamento River. In Bordano, there are traces of a Roman road and castrum in the hamlet of Interneppo and the San Simeone small church on the summit of the homonymous mountain. Trasaghis hosts the small church of San Michele dei Pagani above Braulins. Two typical 16th century houses in Oncedis and Alesso, characterized by airy porticos and elegant loggias.